Greetings, this is James Gill with As You Wish Talk Radio. We're broadcasting on the BBS network, also at eSETI Stargate. So there's a simulcast going on. And then you can actually go into the chat at eSETI Stargate and interact with people. There's so much going on. I know the Schumann Resonance is off the scale lately. I've been watching that. We have a whole new site up on our website, and it's the Earth Social Economic and Earth Change site. And it has a lot of links on there as to what's happening with the planet. And so it's a really good site to go and check out. It'll tell you what's happening with the earthquakes, the sun flares, and actually Jordan Sather is on there and a few others. So it's a good link to check out with what's happening on the planet. The also, too, we've got the – don't forget, we've got the John Bravanco, Right Hemispheric. He's going to be doing the – remote viewing here coming up on the 16th through the 19th. And that sounds, it's going to be a great one. There's a lot of people signing up for that one. That's always a great workshop. There'll be remote viewing the mountain and everything that's going on up here. And had an awesome time last time I did it, and hope to see you here. We've got also July 4th weekend. We've got a major lineup for that one. We've got Lauren Pritchard, Peter Maxwell Slattery, Jordan Sather, Ken Rolla, John Bravanco, Barry Littleton, Dr. Michal Ledworth, he's a Vatican theologian, Aurora, myself, Ben Chastain and Rob Kuntz with Edge of Wonder, Allison Coe, Corey Good, and we also have Jenny Constantine, and we might have a couple others, we're not sure yet, but it's an awesome lineup, and where can you go to hear these great speakers, and then walk out the door in the evening and see a UFO, and they've never let us down yet. Every conference, we've had some great sightings, so I'm sure they'll be here again. We've got other workshops there. We've got Peter Maxwell Sliders doing some workshops, and I've got a self-mastery and contact, you know, thing coming up too as well. So if you go to eSETI.org, and everything is there if you want to find out more information. On that note, we've got Jordan Sather. He's a regular guest, and he's got Destroying the Illusion. I'm not going to go into his bio this time because we've got so much stuff to cover. But, Jordan, are you with us?
Yes, I am. How's it going there, James?
Great. I know you had an amazing experience over there in Hawaii. I did one of those gatherings over there, too, and you hung out with Joan Ocean, who's an awesome person. I love Joan.
Oh, she's incredible.
Yeah, I'll bet you probably had a bit of an awakening there. It was a real eye-opening experience.
I did. It was. I have never been to the Big Island before, and this is my first time there. So I was more than happy to get out there once Joan Ocean invited me to her event, and it was amazing. And swimming with the dolphins, I mean, I'd never seen a dolphin in my life before. And then just jumping in the water with them, they were 30 feet away in the open ocean. It was incredible.
Nice. Yeah. I did that. And I went out and I'm going, you know, I'm swimming around there. I'm going, here, flipper. I was thinking about yeah. it. And this big old barracuda comes up in my face, you know, and I'm going, whoa. And
that's not the one off. I wanted.
Yeah. And then the next one, a shark comes up and I'm going, wait a second. You know, it's a reef shark. And it just kind of checked me out and went off. And I'm going, wait a second. You know, this is not what I signed up for.
Yeah.
And then I realized I had to get over my fears, and you know, I had to get over my fears of being out in the open ocean there and becoming fish food, you know. So that was a, yeah. And then the dolphins did come, but you know, we went over an area, and I know you went on the same group there, but we went over this area, and the whole bottom of the ocean lit up, and you know, most of the people got nauseous, you know, on the boat. Something happened. We went over some kind of an underground portal or facility or something. I have to look at that.
It's funny you mentioned that. It's funny you mentioned that because one of the days that I was out there, I was hanging out with the Wonder Boys, you know, Ben and Rob of Edge and Wonder, and we were driving around. We were exploring a couple coves, and this earthquake hit. We were at one of the coves, and this big boom. We heard this boom, and the ground shook, and turned out it was about a 5.3 on the Richter scale earthquake they measured on the Big Island there. And it was just so weird to us because we heard a big boom. And then usually, you know, I don't know if you've experienced an earthquake, but I have. There's a 6.8 in Seattle about 15 years ago, and the ground was shaking for like 20, 30 seconds. So the fact the fact that we heard a boom, it only shook for 2 or 3 seconds, and then about half an hour later, this helicopter comes over. It was weird. We were like, was that an earthquake or was that something underground? I don't know.
You know, that Seattle one, I'm actually on record with Jim Berkland, and I called him up 2 weeks ahead of time, and I gave the exact time and date that that would hit. I had a vision of it and put it on record, and he sent me back a letter, and he goes, an email, and he goes, how'd you do that?
Nice.
It was pretty funny. But I was there, too, doing one with Michael Sala, a big conference there. And during my workshop, it was really bizarre. We had a 5-point-something earthquake right at ground zero. It was right underneath us. And after the workshop, we were actually bringing in the higher dimensional beings and having people experience it. And the energy was just phenomenal. And we walked out of the workshop, and everybody was out of the building, and people, their hair in curlers. And you know, it was crazy. We go, what's going on? What's going on? They go, what do you mean, what's going on? I go, why is everybody outside? And they go, it was a big earthquake. It shook the whole, you know, the whole building and the whole hotel. And we didn't even feel it. We didn't even know what happened. And the only thing I can explain is we're in some kind of an alternate reality where we didn't experience it. But I've seen that happen before where you can kind of miss events just because you're vibrating at a different frequency. But it was pretty bizarre.
Weird, weird. Yeah, and it's a testament, you know, to all the changes going on with our Earth right now. Because you just mentioned the Schumann resonance, and that's been very active, and some weird things going on with the Schumann resonance too. It's almost like it's on a schedule. Every month, it blasts pretty much on the same day almost. So that
they've been telling us May 11th. There's another big energy wave coming through, and it's going to peak on the 11th, but a lot of people will feel it a couple of days earlier or after. It depends. You know, people sense them different times, but the peak's on the 11th, and a lot of those come from the central sun, and then our sun reacts to it. And we'll throw off some kind of a CME or something, but sometimes our sun doesn't. It just goes right on through, and we feel it, you know, the pulse. And the last time that happened, the whole Earth's magnetic field just got blasted. I have a video of that, actually, the event that happened, and they gave us a heads up on that as well.
Pretty crazy stuff. Yeah, the Schumann's going. We've got earthquakes. We've got all sorts of stuff. You're safe up there at the ranch, aren't you? At about 1,700 feet.
We're at 2,000.
2,000 feet, yeah. So you guys are pretty.
We have a whole mountain range.
You're pretty safe. You're inland. You're on the other side of the Cascades there.
In between us. But there's so much going on. My phone's doing weird things again. I'm sitting here watching it.
We're on Skype, and I usually don't use Skype because pretty much every single Skype call I try and do, I get cut. So I'm pretty surprised that this one's hung up for so long.
Yeah, I had the same thing. One of the last radio shows I did cut off probably several times. And then I was telling these guys, I was on a show down in L.A., and I was telling them, I said, you know, last time I was on a show here in L.A., it was they had 6 lines, and they said, congratulations, you know, you took out all 6 of our lines. And right after I said that, I started talking about, you know, the shifts and the changes. I started talking about the free energy and counter-gravity and anti-gravity coming in. And bam, it went down, you know. And we tried. We couldn't even get a hold of each other. I kept going back and forth, and couldn't connect. It was crazy.
But, crazy stuff.
Because you were blown right out of the system here. Our line went down, and our Skype went down. He goes, everything went down.
They don't like you, James. They don't like you. They don't like eSETI. You know, you see who gets attacked the most on the interwebs, on the internet, and eSETI's definitely right up there.
Yeah. Also, too, at the border now, they're hassling people. If you say you're coming to eSETI, they've been turning people around, which is ridiculous.
Really? Which border? Yeah. Southern or northern?
Flying in. There's people that have flown in from Australia, and they turn them around. And Canada, there's a happens in Canada quite a bit. They've got some real issues over there on the Canadian border. I don't know what their problem is, but
we've got issues all over the borders, man.
And you know, we got to get back to reality, because you know, under the guise of Homeland Security, they're just stomping our rights. You know, like
you know, and it's funny you say under the guise of Homeland Security. I was every day I lurk around the mainstream media and see what kind of BS they're trying to sell us. I was on the Washington Post, which the Washington Post is like, I mean, Amazon owns the Washington Post, and Amazon was given hundreds of millions of dollars a few years ago, and then they bought the Washington Post. So if you're talking about CIA propaganda, the Washington Post is like their poster child. But anyway,
exactly.
One of the articles, I think this came out yesterday, 2 days ago. Anyway, it was saying anti-vaxxers, they should be arrested and fined, and it was promoting that. It was absolutely saying that anti-vaxxers should be arrested and fined. And the person who wrote this opinion piece for the Washington Post was a national security expert, self-proclaimed. Apparently she worked under the Clinton and Bush administrations in the Department of Homeland Security. So why the heck are they commissioning a self-appointed Homeland Security expert to write this article bashing anti-vaxxers? It's crazy the lengths they're going to attack and discredit in the media. So it's ridiculous.
You know, a lot of these things that we are aware of, I know you do the MMS and the other stuff, and we've got some other technologies here, and the super oxygenated water and the plasma healing devices and things like that, they're coming out. They're really afraid of that. And so you know, people don't realize you don't need the bad. There's other ways of dealing with any kind of a virus or bacteria, and you don't need, you know, all the detergents and the mercury and everything else that they put in there.
Right. And we don't even need, you know, I see a lot of people focused on hidden technologies, and I'm sure there's some DNA altering technologies or something that the pharmaceutical corporations have hidden away, and probably the defense contractors do too. But you know, you just mentioned MMS. You are a proponent of Brown's gas. I think we both have talked about the Gerson therapy and things like that. There's so many things that are already available on the public surface that are so cheap and effective and available right now that can help so bigly in a healing regimen, and that's what they're trying to stomp off the internet. Everything that's already available. Like you mentioned MMS, I had a video taken down about MMS, and YouTube gave me a strike, and I'm seeing all these attack articles being ran in big mainstream media papers attacking things like MMS. And shoot, MMS is, you can get bottles of it for like $20 and activate it and clean so well with it. So
they're like curing malaria and everything with it. So
yeah, I'm always trying to tell people it's available now. You don't have to do anything except make yourself aware and then just do it, and you can heal so much.
You know, oxygen's the highest systemic antibiotic you can get. And, you know, to even the Otto Warburg, I think in 1927, gave us a cure for cancer. He said you just oxygenate the blood and raise the pH. The environment's not suitable for cancer. It can't exist. And you go, God, we had this in 1927 or 9 or something like that. And we're still using these other barbaric technologies. And it seems like everybody that's come out now, they're really kind of dropping the hammer on a lot of people, and they're actually letting some other things come through.
Right. I think we are seeing a shift. I think there's some people within the industries, within the pharmaceutical industrial complex and just, you know, military industrial complex in general, really any industry that's corrupted. I think there's good people in there that are trying to do good, whether it be turn a blind eye to the natural medicine and turn a blind eye on purpose. Maybe the higher ups want them to start attacking more. But, you know, we're seeing lawsuits go through against corporations like Monsanto right now, and the judges are favoring against Monsanto. It's pretty incredible, the tide that's turning.
Oh, yeah.
At least on the big pharma front, you know, we can, I'm sure we'll get into Q and things like that. So, and I think there's a lot going on within the administration to clean out the deep state, but they are having a tough time on a few other fronts. You know, the healthcare, big pharma front, they're having somewhat of a difficult time on the UFO disclosure technology front. But I think that is part of the long-term plan, absolutely, is to combat Big Pharma and get full disclosure rolling. And I think what they're letting happen right now is the private industry. They're letting a lot of these lawsuits against Monsanto. There was a FOIA request I saw, actually, Del Bigtree and his nonprofit. He's trying to expose the vaccine truth out there. He just filed a FOIA request, and it was returned to him, and he's finding that Merck falsified a lot of stuff to the FDA. There's a lot of hidden truths there within the FDA that he's trying to uncover via FOIA. Of course, FOIA only uncovers government corruption. You can't really get into too much corporate truths there. But you can figure some things. You can figure a few things out with FOIA, what they let slip out. But lots of stuff coming out against Big Pharma. So I think Donald Trump rustled some feathers the other day when he didn't really endorse vaccines, but he just quickly said to the media, you know, got to get your shots, got to get your vaccines. But I think he was just in a bad situation there. The media caught him off guard, and I think that is a true something on his agenda to uncover and reveal is vaccines.
Yeah, he's. I know it's one thing. You can only do so much. You can only buck the system so much. And I think it's up to the people to get educated, to get behind it, and push the issue.
Absolutely.
Why should one man have to bear the burden of that whole mess? I mean, the people need to wake up and get behind it.
And get active and get a lot more active, because that's the biggest hurdle we have right now is public perception. If we had more people awake and aware and rejecting the poison, well, then we can have a lot more change happen at the top. And
there's some statistics. My brother was talking to me about it. And I told him, hey, can you write those down and get them to me? He hasn't yet. I'm gonna get those. But the amount of mercury for a 200-pound man that's toxic, basically, is they have it down in the system. And these are CDC, parameters, basically, on what's toxic and what's, to a 200-pound man. And they're getting something like 270 times that to babies.
Yeah,
it's something ridiculous.
And the aluminum, is another big one too. They inject the aluminum right in your blood. And when they cite studies saying that aluminum is safe, it's the studies where they ingested the aluminum and it went through the digestive tract. It wasn't a study that injected the aluminum right into the blood. So there's all sorts of little context spins that they do with their information.
Exactly. I think eventually we're going to find out that, those guys are part of a massive genocide program. Because that's the only thing that makes sense. If you inject a baby with that much thimerosal and mercury and aluminum, that's pure crazy. That's about as sick as you can get. And I just see all these uneducated people, pushing these events through fear. And they just go by what their doctor's saying. They don't do their own research, unfortunately. Speaking of uneducated people, I was watching the Barr testimony there, and I've never seen anything so disgusting in all my life as far as basically the Democrats and the leadership and the way what they were saying. And all they did was scream and yell, like Trump this, Trump that, and you're a patsy for Trump. It's like they're like little children, like daddy wasn't there. They're all projecting and processing their childhood trauma or something. You listen to these people, you go, these guys are actually our leadership. They're making decisions that are going to govern our tomorrow. And they're a mess. And you look at them, I look at these people and you look at them energetically and they're just filled with hate and vitriol, they're
filled with fear. You look into these people's eyes, just look into their eyes and turn the sound off. Turn the sound off. Don't hear their words. Look into their eyes and there's so much fear. Nancy Pelosi, one of our, I was watching one of our representatives, Jay Appel, she's out of Seattle here in Washington State. I was watching Jay Appel on CNN, and you had Representative Sheila Jackson Lee out of Texas standing right next to her. You know, these are two deep state connected folk. Just look at the symbols on the rings that Sheila Jackson wears. It's pretty sick symbols. But anyway, Jaya Powell, she just looked distraught, and her words weren't flowing, and she was making zero sense, and their eyes looked so scared. Nancy Pelosi just looked so scared, and it is trauma. I'm glad you brought up that point, because a lot of people, they are angry and hate these deep staters and blah, 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 but it's when you understand that all these folk come from families that are so ego-driven, and many of them sick in the head themselves, and these people grow up in traumatized situations. That's what leads them getting right back into the circles. And that's what also makes them continuously just lie, 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 because they're so scared about what we're going to do when we find out and all of that. So,
oh, yeah.
I just think if we create an environment that helps people want to wake up, helps people want to tell the truth, we're going to get it a lot sooner.
Yeah, it's so far out of proportion, the energy, you know, the emotions, and it's almost like Trump, like, beat them and killed their dog and their family or something. They're in such terror, and you go, well, why are you so afraid? It's because of all the stuff that you did, and you're afraid.
Yeah, you
know,
truth.
It's going to be uncovered.
Don't get me wrong. I totally believe that all these people should be behind bars and in jail. But the fact that they're nervous every single night that a mob of people is going to come to their doorstep with pitchforks and Molotov cocktails, that's what keeps them from sharing the truth. And we need to not let them feel as such.
Yeah, it's some kind of truth and reconciliation program.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Just look at your friends and family. You know, if your friend who thinks you're a crazy conspiracy theorist, the reason that he's not getting on board and he's just defaming you is because he's scared. If you actually come to an individual and say, hey, you know, I'm not going to call you names and be angry, but I'm going to give you some space. I'm going to offer some space here, and let's come to the conclusion. And sometimes you can get somebody to open up and start agreeing with you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think there definitely needs to be some kind of tribunals and some kind of truth and reconciliation thing.
The tribunals are coming.
Those are definitely coming. It's kind of weird because we've had crazy activity lately here with black helicopters, and I don't know if they're C-130s or something, like these massive planes.
I've had C-130s fly by before.
Yeah, right over the house. I mean, treetop level. And you go. You think of all the different places they could end up. Why they end up right over the house? And the same thing. Yesterday, black helicopter. I was out watering the garden. I look. Here he comes. You know, treetop.
You got
to
keep
level,
your phone on you. You got to keep your phone ready. Camera.
Well, check this out. I could not get my phone to switch to the camera.
We're gonna outfit your ranch with some GoPros that are 24/7, and
they locked my phone. It never does this. They locked my phone flying right over my head. Luckily, I had two or three other people with phones and cameras that were there, and they got it. They got the footage. But you know, it's crazy how low these things are coming over.
Man, I've got a couple stories. Really quick, it was when I was in Hawaii just a couple weeks ago. As I was leaving in the airport there, and the Kona airport's open, it doesn't have a roof or walls, so you can see right out onto the tarmac. I was at my gate looking at the tarmac, and this Black Hawk helicopter was hovering there. It didn't land, it hovered right above the tarmac for about 10-15 seconds, and this thing was probably only 100 meters away from me with how small the airport is. It takes off. I get a picture of it over the tarmac, get a picture of it taken off, and then it comes back about 5 minutes later, hovers again right outside my gate, and takes off. I got pictures of all these things. I'm like, what is going on here? And then it's funny you mentioned C-130, because when I was at Corey's house, first time I had ever been to his house when he lived in Dallas, and so it was two summers ago, we were out, as a hot summer day, out in the pool behind his house, and the C-130 flew over us five times. It did circles went so low we could see the U.S. Air Force painted under the wing. And this, yeah. And then it did its five circles, took off, and we were like, man, what's the closest military base? A naval air station 50 miles away. Okay, so what is this thing doing?
Yeah.
They'll mess with you. They really will. These are real stories that people have.
Well, I've seen these F-17s or whatever.
Oh, you had the F-18 Raptor or Hornets. Didn't you have Hornets fly by your ranch?
Yeah, I think they were. And these guys came in, and they came in really slow and really low. I could see the guy's face in the thing. And the helicopter, one time they had a helicopter come down. He was 3 feet off the ground in the Skywatch field. And that was quite a while ago when I first started doing this stuff.
Man.
And I could see a mole. I could see a mole on the guy's face, and I saw the uniforms that they're wearing, and they're these brown coveralls, and they're exact same uniforms. That spy plane that got shot down in China, I guess, a while back.
Yeah.
And they showed the pilots being taken off the plane.
Some clandestine uniforms.
Exact same uniform. It was identical.
Hey man, we're gonna try to get all sorts of craft in there on the 4th of July coming up.
Oh yeah, that's they've never let us down. And you know, it's funny. I just went over to the school. We have the elementary school all the way up to high school here. It's all one school. And these eighth graders, they're doing a report on UFOs and Mount Adams.
Awesome.
And it was great. Today I went over there with, and several people here have gone over there and done. And you know, done some interviews with them.
And, incredible.
Boy, and these kids were rough. I mean, they asked the tough questions, and she was kind of shy at first. And I told her, I said, look, I said, you can ask me anything. I said, I love the tough questions. Don't worry about it. And she kind of like took a sigh of relief. And
man, because those kids are more open-minded, so they can play with these concepts easier than adults that instantly just throw them away.
Yeah.
So these kids, they'll ask good questions. Like, I like talking to you.
Yeah. So that was quite interesting. But, you know, they really got into some rough areas. But, you know, I just answered, you know, the best. You know, they wanted to know about the difference, you know, between USA Inc. and the Republic. You know, why?
Oh my
gosh. You know what's going on there?
You brought that up. Did you see the news about Winston Trout today?
I saw something in there.
Here, I got my computer in front of me. I'm going to look it up. But I saw the Daily Beast do an article on this. And the Daily Beast, mind you, I think it's Chelsea Clinton that sits on the board of directors of the company that owns Daily Beast or something like that. It's a terrible – they try to discredit things like Q and – all sorts of conspiracy theories. Anyway, they ran an article. I have the name of it here. It says, geezer sovereign citizen on the lam for fake money scam. They call Winston Shrout a geezer sovereign citizen. And they said that Winston Shrout gave his followers fake bills and raked in real money, whatever real money is, right? Like a Federal Reserve note is real money, until the feds cracked down on his scam. Now the 70-year-old conspiracy theorist, there's that label, is on the run, and they try to tie Winston Shrout's situation in with Q, of course, trying to discredit Q. They make a subtle reference to me in this video. They don't say my name, but they call me a prominent QAnon peddler that urged his followers to look up Shrout's theories. So when Shrout was sentenced back in October, I mentioned him in a video and urged people to look into him. So I already know if they write another article on Winston Shrout, they're going to try to throw me under the bus in there. But
they're trying to throw all of us under the bus.
Yeah, they might have even made a reference to E. SETI in this article, because again, it was very vague. They didn't actually say any names or link people, but they said multiple sovereign citizen figures and social media accounts, including at least one that made videos with Shrout while his trial was ongoing, have adopted the QAnon conspiracy theory. Was that you, James? Were you doing videos with Shrout?
Nope.
Oh, you weren't.
Oh,
gotcha.
Oh no. But I'm not sure what they're at, but I don't know. I think that's all going to get worked out, and it's going to get, you know, it's the same thing as you know, Kavanaugh and all the other crap that they're doing. You know, the systems rigged, you know, it's totally rigged. And until it gets unrigged and the new system comes in, you know, these things will all get straightened out. But until then, you know, you've got that nonsense going on.
They really don't realize how, USA Inc., it's all been set up as a corporation to use us as, use our energy, use our time, get our money, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, we're having some things happen, and I can't really talk about it, but we're having things happen where we'll go in and we'll go through all the hoops and put all the right paperwork in and everything's on the up and up, and they send some papers saying you're good to go and the whole nine yards. And then we go and check on it, and they dissolved it, you know, the work we did. We're going, wait a second, didn't even notify us or anything else. And so we're operating, we're going, what are you doing? You know, it's like, and totally against everything they did was against the law. It was,
they try to claim that sovereign citizen people are lawless, but no, it's the lawless system that we're against. We're for natural law. We're for God's law. And we want to create a system over here that completely does away with this absolute corrupt, disgusting system that they've created. And no, we're gonna make our own that's full of law, way better.
Well, I mean, you look at way those hearings, you know, first the Kavanaugh hearings and now the Mueller hearings and Barr, and you look at what's going on there. And I think when the whole thing about that, I think people in general are just disgusted now with the whole thing, and they're reevaluating who's running the show here, and do we really want these people to be running the show? And it's pretty obvious. It's a total mess. There needs to be a massive cleanup, you know?
Yeah, and as per Q, just posting today, they said that May 2019 is when the offense starts. So I think we're gonna witness a lot begin to take place. Now that of this is starting to wrap up, all this Russian nonsense, the collusion's getting exposed, then we'll get an Inspector General report, and then after that looks like FISA is going to be declassified, and I think next, man, we're going to have a lot to talk about by the conference here in 2 months.
Yeah, I feel it's coming down because it's all unraveling quickly, and, you know, with the Mueller report now, with the FISA coming out, and people are going to be taking a real hard look at, you know, who's running the show here, and they're going to say, you know what, we need a major overhaul here.
Yeah, and also one piece of evidence that lets us know it's all hitting the fan is the UFO disclosure they're trying to pump through in the mainstream media. These limited hangout, half-truth disclosures of, you know, secret UFO programs and all that stuff. They're trying to distract people with a tiny little carrot, so they can brush all the rest of their crimes and all the rest of the carrots under the rug.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, a lot of those new things, you know, whatever, they're tied into Podestas and the Clintons and the Rockefellers. And as soon as you see that come up, you know, people should just take it with a grain of salt and realize it's just another, you know, half truth, another controlled narrative.
I saw these articles about UFO videos, and when I see this stuff in the mainstream, I'm like, it's so whitewashed. I saw this, a Newsweek article about a week ago, and it said, our list of the best UFO photos or UFO sightings ever. And they capped the list off with those same videos and photos, calling them the most credible that have ever existed from the To the Stars Academy Disclosure Initiative, and that's everything tied to Podesta and Harry Reid and Rockefeller Initiative people. And I'm like, these are the most credible videos ever. Like, we can all go to eSETI any weekend and see UFOs in the sky ourselves. It's a total whitewash.
And do better. And get better videos.
Yeah, totally. And I'm like, have you guys ever heard of Peter Maxwell Slattery? This dude has photos like every day he's getting. So,
oh, he's got some new stuff. He's going to be at the conference too, but he's filmed some ships. I mean, we basically were down there, you know, right near Walmart. This UFO is following us, and he gets it on film down in Hood River. And we're just going, you know, it's unbelievable. He has an eye for it. He's the contactee as well. But he showed me some new footage that nobody else has seen, And some of these are just pure energy ships when you look at them. And some,
my God, these extraterrestrials want disclosure so bad.
Yeah.
They're desperate for disclosure. They just want us little humans here to start waking up.
Yeah, exactly. You know, it was good, but the kids asked me questions, you know, the tough questions. And, and you know, I asked them, I said, they asked me, well, why, you know, why are you doing this? And I said, well, you really think about it, these beings are extremely advanced. They're very spiritually and technologically advanced. They've transcended all cultural and religious, you know, diversity. They live under universal law, and, you know, they have free energy. They have anti-gravity, counter-gravity. They have healing technologies that are would be somewhat miraculous to us today. And I said, why not? You know, why not? They're our ancestors. Why not connect with them? They can solve most of our problems.
But you know? What if they're demons, James? What if they're all demons and fallen angels?
Yeah. Yeah,
they're
well,
demonic,
you know,
manifestations.
For 30 years, and yeah. They've been totally on the up and up and benevolent and very loving. But, you know, the thing is, too, is I've been highly trained in that, in dealing with the dark forces and how to remove unseen negative influences and things of that nature. So, you know, over the years, I've developed the ability to discern, you know, the frequencies and energies and the intentions of these different beings. And,
yeah.
You know, I've paid my
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
In seriousness, I want to ask you about that. So I get a lot of people, you know, being in the Q movement, and I can be political. So I have a lot of people who are into politics follow me. And they also tend to be caught up with some religious dogma. They're very spiritual people, and they're very curious for the truth. But there's still a lot of pervasive religious dogma out there. What do you tell people when you encounter somebody who says, well, I think just all aliens are demonic entities or something like that, and got fallen angels, they're just fallen angels? What do you do?
Well, you know, I just tell them they need to do the research, you know, because I said it's just like going across Europe, you know, and if you have a bad encounter in one country, you can't say that whole country's bad. You know, and it's the same thing, and it's always both. You know, there's benevolent, there's light beings, and there's dark beings, no matter where you go. You know, as above, so below. So you have to learn discernment. But, you know, they're coming from fear, and they're coming from an uneducation, you know, like an uneducated response. And if they did, you know, a lot of the gods that they believe in and worship, the bearded gods of the past, some of them were genocidal tyrants. And they don't realize that. It's not the god, you know, it's not the one consciousness that encompasses all consciousness. You know, it's these are the Anunnaki that came here a long time ago. Some were benevolent and some were malevolent. And
right.
We have to realize that, you know, understand our history and what really happened during the past so we can get past all the superstition. But, you know, a lot of these people, it's funny, the kids asked me that question. And they said, how do you change somebody's mind like that? And I said, really, you can't. You can't change someone's mind. They have to want to change. And that reality is true for them because that's what they're creating. They're magnetizing people and events to them according to their consciousness. And that reality that they're creating is true for them. And you can't argue with that. And you can't force your beliefs on somebody else. And so I just work with the people that want to learn, you know, save my energies for that.
Yeah, that's a good point. It's up to the individual. It's all a choice. Free will universe. And
exactly.
I think a lot of people need to take the self-responsibility. I think we need to realize that it's our own fault that the world is the way it is because we've all decided to be the ostriches, sticking our head under the sand and turning a blind eye. And because we've chosen to turn a blind eye and stay quiet and not have the courage to open our minds and do the research ourselves, that's the only reason that the powers in control are still in control. So
yeah.
Once we can realize that and start accepting the self-responsibility, because if we continue buying their stuff, feeding into their programs, watching their news, that just continues keeping the systems in power and in place. So it's like, oh, crap, you know, I'm going to have to stop buying 98% of crap in grocery stores. I'm going to have to ditch my TV, turn it off. And it's scary at first. Your ego's uncomfortable because mm-hmm. your ego really likes that food and it really likes watching those shows and being a couch potato and giving into their programs. But once you get past the childlike thinking and get into the adult thinking, you realize, oh, I'm actually way better off and way happier without all that consumerist, materialistic propaganda BS. And
my TV set out in the 70s.
There you go. Threw your microwave out. Jeez.
Yeah, I'll make that too.
People get uncomfortable talking about that. Like, why you still got a microwave, man? It's so easy, but that's the thing.
Yeah.
You want the convenience, but the real world isn't convenient. But if you learn to live with the challenges and accept responsibility, that's the only thing that's liberating. And once we realize that it's actually our own fault that the powers in control are instilling control, and I can make the choice right now to stop their control over me and all of us. And
I love what yogis were talking about, the cure for cancer and everything else. And he asked this one yogi, what's the cure for cancer? And he said, you know, fresh air, pure water, sunshine, right thinking, you know, basically. And I've always felt that way. You eat close to the earth, you know, eat as natural as possible, and keep your mind right, you know, and stress is the real killer, and everything is designed for stress. And especially these, I was watching Netflix and some of these other things, and they have all these new shows coming on there. And every one of these shows suck you in. The first four or five episodes are sci-fi or whatever, and they're really cool, and they suck you in. And all of a sudden, everybody, you know, and not the gay bash, but everybody goes gay in every one of these movies, and you're going, come on, you know, why do you have to do this, you know? And I know right now is you can't get these movies out unless you have that in them. You know, they're not going to produce your show or whatever else. But it's just kind of, you know, one show I was watching was really cool, and this girl gets her head blown off, and her whole back of her head's blown out, and they use this glove reviver, and then she comes back gay, and then she's making out with the other woman, and her head's blown off, and they're having this big sexual scene. I'll go, okay, how decadent can we go here? What's next? You know, it's like, I go, why are they had a really good show. It was going really well. You know, why did they have to go down to, you know, making love to dead bodies like necrophilia and all this other stuff? You know, how far do they want to go with this thing? And they do. I'm just wondering who's behind this stuff. You know, it's like I go, okay, that's it. And I just turn the show off and I don't watch anymore.
Yeah, well, talking about trauma, I mean, the people behind this stuff are so traumatized themselves, and an individual's sexual energy it's almost our root energy, comes out of the root chakra, and it's something that's been repressed for so long, just simple awareness of it. You had the church 1,000 years ago, and then it's so socially unacceptable these days to discuss these sorts of things and research them, really. So, you know, you get individuals like Wilhelm Reich, who is researching all about sexual energy, calling it orgon, the life force energy. His books were burned by the FDA because he was helping people figure out their own psychology, helping people figure out themselves and their body and how this orgon energy flows through us. So, you know, it's been repressed for so long that people don't even know what the heck they're energetically feeling. And the problem is, too, is that we have so many people living so close together in these big urban environments, and that creates all sorts of, we could call it oral infringement, like infringement of their life force energy, that, you know, people are so unfortunately ignorant these days that they don't even know how to focus their energy or utilize it, let alone once they're in these big urban environments with thousands of people around them, with their energies coinciding. They have, you know, it creates some neuroticisms, some huge neuroticisms and mental problems all across the board. And, you know, again, I have quite a few gay bisexual friends out there. I have zero problem with that. he can experience what you want to experience here. That's what we're here for. But, you know, it does seem to be an agenda from the top levels to push it in a massively unnatural, imbalanced way. Push the idea of almost a trans homosexual agenda where people are just so ignorant about themselves, so they get caught up with this stuff. And if we want to talk about depopulation, I mean, just don't let the people freaking procreate. Screw their bodies up chemically. Screw their bodies up chemically and get all these sorts of gender bender chemicals inside the lotions and the shampoos and the plastics and our foods and et cetera, et cetera. And they'll be so either A, they'll be so impotent, guys won't be able to get their wieners hard, and women will have just all sorts of genital dysfunctions, or they'll just totally switch the other way and swing the other way and won't even be interested in people of the opposite sex, and boom, no babies. That's easy. Wow. So I don't know. It goes deep with
like
all of this.
It seems like they're warring, you know, on the family unit. You know, it's like war on the family unit. And, you know, I'm trying to, and to me, it's like, I feel the same way, to each his own, you know, whatever. I just don't like it shoved down my throat or, you know, just like whatever you want to do is that's your reality. That's your choice. One of the masters I studied with one time, I love what he had to say. And he talked about how a lot of this comes from trauma and past life trauma as well, because women have been severely abused over the years. And, you know, you raided a village, you took the gold and the women. And then you sold them off, you know, and or kept them until they got a certain age, and you dumped them again. And there's so much abuse in that. You know, men always having to go to war, always having to bring home the bacon. And that's cellular. And a lot of times what I find out is that stuff needs to be processed. You know, we need to heal that and then see where it's going on. But the part gets me is where they're trying to force this stuff on children. And I'm going, give the kid a break. Let it be a kid. And why do they have to make a decision now? Why do you have to subject them to all these 51 different flavors? You know, like they're kids. They're little kids. I go, just let them develop naturally. You know, leave them alone. You know,
pretty much. Let them play in the dirt and get out there and get dirty and play with other kids. And these adult concepts should not be forced onto a child so impressionable so early.
Yeah, I agree. And you know, I found just in doing the counseling work for so long, a lot of times there's just a lot of confusion, a lot of wounding, a lot of trauma. And what I'm seeing is this stuff is all being played out. You know, Trump is the perfect trigger.
Yeah, you know, exactly.
Here you've got this powerful white guy, you know, heterosexual guy, loves women, probably maybe a little too much. I don't know. He's a powerful white male. And so, you know, there's your daddy that wasn't there. There's your daddy.
He's just daddy's, you know, home. Yeah. No blind eye anymore.
And that's what I'm seeing is that there's so much charge. There's so much energy, and these people are so angry. They just vitriol hate for Trump. And I go, well, you know, what do you do to you? You know, where is this coming from? This isn't coming from what he did. This is coming from your core issues. Mm-hmm. And people just go off, you know, the walls when you say that. And you said, look, you have so much charge in this. These are your core issues. You know, this whole Trump derangement syndrome. These are other people's core issues that they haven't processed from abuse, even could be even past life abuse. I don't know. But, you know, I'm not saying the guy's a saint, but I'm also saying he doesn't deserve, you know, the amount of energy.
He's a normal human. He's a normal human, just like all of us, as opposed to whoever the last, you know, 5-8 people in office were. But he's just a normal human. He's got his own issues, his own problems I'm sure he deals with, but when you at least look into his eyes and see his actions, he wants the best for people, humans in general, this country, and I think the world too. So yeah, that's why when it comes to him, you can try to analyze a situation, decode it, being like, okay, why did he say this? what's going on here on a deeper level. All the other people, Obama, Clinton, Bushes, other Clinton, they're no go. No matter, no matter really what. Yeah. You knew they were all liars. So,
well, what I've seen is that these it's sad, but these people are, narcissists. They're pathological liars. And that's been the norm for so long. And they're so corrupt. They're so dirty. They're so corrupt that they're doing everything they can. They brought everybody with them on this train. And so I think people on that train are screaming the loudest. The ones that are most corrupt, the most have the most to lose, are the ones definitely screaming the loudest. And then what I watch is they prey on other people's emotions versus there's no logic in the stuff going on. Like the Blackfoot, them getting out. If they did the real history on the Democratic Party, they'd realize that, the Democrats were the slave owners, basically. The Republicans are the ones that freed them. And they also brought in equal rights and women's rights and everything else. That all came in through the Republicans. But the Republicans are are the bad guys. And I'm neither Democrat nor Republican. I'm just talking about history here. But watching this, I just go, well, you guys should really be upset at the people that have you on the plantation using your own emotions and your own unhealed past against you. That's where you should be.
History is always written by the victors.
Yeah, yeah.
Always.
And I go, do the research and forget about what they're saying and all the spins they're doing and trying to get people, against. They're turning people against the very people again who are trying to free them, and it's the same old story. It happened, in the past when they turned against the Republicans, and it's happened, when they tried to free them and free the, give women equal rights and everything, and it's happening again. And it's sad because, some of these people up there, Candace Owens, that woman's a goddess. She blows my mind. She's out there just nailing it. And when I saw her speak before Congress, I just go, boy, you got my vote. It's like, people like that are coming out and they're calm, they're cool, but they are to the point and they're educated and they're just nailing it. And we need more people like that out there.
Definitely. Candace got her start on YouTube, I think. So,
yeah.
I
was trying to get her on my show, but she's gotten too big now, I think. I don't know if she'd come on my show.
Oh, yeah.
But,
they would throw her under the bus in the mainstream media all over the place if she came on your show. You're dangerous, James. Yeah. You're too dangerous.
Yeah. Yeah, there's too much real truth spoken here.
Definitely.
Too much logic. But anyway, it's sad. I mean, I know I'm going to get some hate mail about this show, but, I'm not against gays. I'm not against lesbians. I've had some great friends that were both over the years. I just hate to see what's happening to children with this. They need to be left alone to make their own choices. And the same thing, I don't like it shoved down my throat, It's like, leave me alone. I'm not going to apologize for being a white male heterosexual. I'm sorry. It's who I am, and I'm not going to be anything else. If you want to be something else, that's okay. You can do that too, but, I'm tired of apologizing, and I'm not, and I'm not. I'm doing my best to, be a part of the awakened healing and live under universal law and support each other's programs. But,
you keep doing your independent thing over there at East SETI, and I mean, you guys are making huge strides. And as this social media whirlwind goes around, East SETI is going to be famous. Keep it going strong over there, because really, I mean, you have a ranch there that is getting a sort of contact already. So as the masses will get more and more open to this, we just have to keep shouting about it from the rooftops that, hey guys, you can have your own experiences right now, your own healings, your own, open your mind to this stuff, because it's happening.
Yeah, and the thing is we're eclectic. Everybody's welcome here. We have all faiths, all religions, elders from everywhere. you know, they're all welcome here. And we're just sharing knowledge and truth. And it's, you know, people go, you're a cult. And I said, well, there's nothing to join. And there's no real leader here. Everybody leads themselves. And we just share. And I said, good luck with that one. But anyway, it goes on and on. Hey, we're hitting the end of the hour, unfortunately. So before we sign off, what's the best way for people to get in contact with you? And also, if you have any upcoming events you want to share, feel free.
Yeah, so the best way to reach me, you can go to my website, jordansather.com. Sign up for the newsletter there. I send emails out every so often. And there might be a contact box there as well. Or you can go to my Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, all either under my name or Destroying the Illusion. Destroying the Illusion on YouTube, that's where I do most of my videos. And then upcoming events, of course, I'll be at your ranch in about 2 months. I'll also be at a conference next month at the end of May in Chicago called Autism One. And this is cool. They're wanting to do a red pill panel there. It's a huge conference with hundreds of medical professionals, and you know, they're more vaccine truthers, natural health world, but they're wanting to talk about everything. You know, the people that put this together, they're into Q, they're into UFO disclosure, all of that. So we're really trying to bridge. I'm trying to bridge at this event and be on a panel there. So I go from Autism One right after that to Contact in the Desert. So I'll see you there. I'll see you at Contact.
Great.
And
I think truth, you know, you know, truth stands on its own merit. And the more you try to suppress it, you know, the more it's going to explode. And that's what we're having, a big truth explosion right now. And you can't run away from it anymore.
It's tough. It's such a huge explosion that there's just, it's shit flying everywhere. And people don't know the little gold nuggets in within all the shit, because there's so much information just flying everywhere. So we're going to have to help people hone their discernment skills. But it's a good time watching people start to get so open-minded. Like a few years ago, you got called crazy for talking about aliens or extraterrestrials. And now people are like, what are you talking about? I got to know more.
Yeah, that's what's happening here. You know, we hit the end of the hour. Unfortunately, it was great having you on the show. And we'll get you back on, I'm sure, soon. Anything late and breaking news, let us know.
Absolutely.
And we'll air it again on the show.
Anytime.
And keep up the great work.
Thank you.
All right. James Gillen signing off. Keep an open mind, loving heart, pure intent. Practice loving detachment to get through these times, because you will be challenged. Anyway, have a great evening. Good night.